Welcome to the Say Yes Movement Podcast with Heather and John. Hey, everybody. So we're helping you with your professional and personal growth, helping you say yes to all the scary stuff. Hey, Heather, how's it going?
It's going good, John. It's Celebration Friday, my favorite time of the week. I want to know what you are celebrating this week.
This week I'm wrapping up my semester, which is, you know, one of the things that not that I'm looking forward to it, but just to kind of see the progress that, you know, students have made over the last 13 weeks has been really exciting for me. And, you know, I'm celebrating just being back on track. I've got an event that's coming up in June, a little mini triathlon. You know how I talked about not doing a full Ironman this year, but just doing mini triathlons. So I got that coming up and just being on schedule with my training, just being consistent with it. Feel good, feel energized. And as you can tell, I'm like through the roof today with my energy. I don't know what's going on, but it's super cool. How about yourself?
I love it. It's contagious. Well, you know, I got a beautiful message just the other day. We don't just celebrate on the podcast. We celebrate in any circles that we're in, whether it be our friend circles, whether it be networking circles, or with the people that we are impacting influence. And I got a text message from someone that they were getting ready for our Friday moment. And they actually had all kinds of negative thoughts coming up, like nothing good happened this week. And so a minute into thinking that, all of a sudden, all of this good stuff downloaded. And they sent me this message, and it was just such a beautiful message, because that's why we do this. That's why we celebrated the week, because our brain is hardwired to find every problem that's out there and tries to solve it. It's doing that all the time, which means that we're not wiring our brain to find the good stuff. So this Celebration Friday is not just a fun thing to do. It's actually rewiring our brain. And somebody sent me a text message and said, my brain is getting rewired. I love, love, love that. And I wanted to share that with everyone, because this is why we do it. We're not doing it just to be energetic and fun. We're doing it to actually rewire our brain and show you how simple it can be. So that is what I'm celebrating. Feedback is so important all the time.
No, listen, I love it. I love it. It's, you know, it's funny, because when I take the concept of Celebration Friday, and I've done that, I've brought it into rooms, and people, you know, they'll look at me and they'll, you know, there will be maybe like a small percentage of people in the room that will always say, but I don't have anything to celebrate. It was just a regular week. There's nothing special about this week. I'm like, that's not true. There's always something special about what's going on. So, you know, when people get stuck, I take them through this exercise. I'm like, okay, fine. If you can't find anything in your week, make something up, something that you would be really excited and you would love to celebrate. You know, what they usually find is they find a little bit of that celebration in the activities. They just didn't realize it was there, but giving them something to make it up takes them to a whole new place. Because now they're like, okay, so for next week, and I'm like, you guys know this isn't a surprise. Like, I bring this up every week. Let's talk about this, right? And if you can't think of anything, make something up. Because our brains don't know the difference.
Exactly.
Right? Our brains don't know the difference. It doesn't know truth from not truth. So you might as well just tell your brain, yeah, I'm celebrating, you know, being at the NBA championship, sitting courtside, watching that, you know, the dunk that kind of wins the game in the last 2 seconds. Like, just that in itself, like, I'm sitting there, I can already visualize myself sitting courtside and just seeing, you know, even Kawhi's, you know, final throw before the buzzer, and, you know, the Raptors go on to win, you know, the semifinals. Like, just bring, you can bring up any moment you want, but we all do, you know, we all do. Sorry, Heather.
I love this.
We all have something to celebrate. Yeah.
And you're actually inviting the brain to do what it does best, to solve a problem. So, you know, it's a simple thing, say, make something up, and people are like, but I don't have anything to make up. Actually, your brain is then, oh, I have to solve this problem. I have to make something up. And pictures are going to download immediately into your head, and it's going to search into your database of memories for that week. Is there something that I can celebrate? And there's already at least 5 pictures that have come into that person's head, but they're disregarding it. And if they're disregarding these moments of celebration for their week because they don't think it's good enough, imagine what their internal dialogue is. So this is also so important to help people rewire their own internal dialogue of what's good enough or what can be celebrated, because we're in a moment in time where people are forgetting to celebrate their successes, whether it be, you know what, this week I got extra steps in, I took the elevator, like small celebrations. But these are things that we've done to either better our health, better our mental state, contacted a friend, sent a card. You know, there's just these small acts of kindness that are going to help you feel better about your life and, of course, those around us. You know, I love watching all of the videos that are on, you know, if I do end up scrolling, I watch a lot of acts of kindness. And so celebrating those acts of kindness in your own life and kindness to yourself is a celebration moment. So we don't do this Friday celebration just to be Fri-yay. We do it to actually rewire our brains. This is a true neurological pathway change for all of us.
Yeah. No, you know, Heather, you touched on something incredibly important. And this is something, you know, I think Bob Proctor calls it, one of our faculties, right? And it's imagination. Right. So when so as kids, having like our imaginations are like all time high, right? Like we think of ourselves as, you know, whatever profession, you know, as a kid, you know, I wanted to be a private detective. I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to be a police officer. I wanted to be, you know, an astronaut. Like there was no limitation in my mind what I could create for myself. But as we get older, like our imagination starts to dip. Like we forget that we can actually imagine. Like we can imagine stuff. We're thinking about stuff all the time, right? We're always constantly thinking about things. We're thinking about, you know, I got to make sure I get this done. I got to make sure I get this done. I got to make sure I pick up the laundry, pick up the dry cleaning. I got to make sure, you know, we got food in the cupboard. We got company coming. Like there's so many things that we're thinking about, but we're not being imaginative about any of it. Right.
And the last time that you used the word imagine with people around you? You know, and that word has magical powers, because you can do anything. Just like you said, when you were a kid, a cardboard box became your rocket ship. You had color on it and you were to the moon. And it was easy to imagine, because you actually, you know, did everything to make that cardboard box your rocket ship. I often say that as a question. It's a great process to your team to remove limiting beliefs, remove barriers, remove the belief that it can be done, by saying, imagine when, and then whatever the next thing, imagine when I'm an Iron Man. You had to say that to yourself, John, a long time ago, as you started to take on the persona of being an Iron Man. Imagine when you lose the weight. Imagine when you're feeling healthy and you're feeling energetic. These are all things that when you're not in the best state of mind, you can actually imagine. Your brain automatically downloads a picture of what that is, and you can have the chemical feelings of that moment just by imagining it. Just by imagining it. That's what our brain can do for us.
Yeah. Listen, I love this topic and I'm so glad we're here. You know, but you're right. Imagining, and even, you know, I was listening to Dr. Benjamin Hardy. He's working on a new book about the future self and how you can bring your future self into who you are today. And, you know, a lot of that is imagining who you would be, you know, at the end of the year, who you would be 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Like you get to imagine and create who you want to be, right? Nobody's limited in terms of who they can be, because the, you know, our default operating system is we're always basing our present based on what we've accomplished in the past. And the truth is none of that matters, because we can actually create something very different for ourselves. And this is where imagination comes into play, right? This is where imagination is so important. You know, as I think about, you know, getting up on stage in front of 10,000 people, because that's my big vision and goal. And trust me, it scares me when I say that and I, you know, profess that publicly. Yeah. You know, my goal, 10,000 people, I'm going to share a message. And actually, I think I'm starting to refine what that message looks like. But seeing myself, imagining myself, you know, I can close my eyes. I can hear the audience in front of me. Right. Like I can see the lights, and you know, I can't necessarily see everybody in the audience, that doesn't people, a lot of people, but I can see faces, and I can see, you know, through the words, what kind of impact I'm making on those people. So, you know, we can imagine anything we want, but again, just going back to it, I feel like we've lost that ability just to close our eyes and imagine. Visualizing is probably one of the most important tools that we have in our toolkit, and it's so underutilized, right? Even within the team, Heather, you think about a team and where they want to be at the end of the quarter. Take a second and visualize actually accomplishing that result, visioning that goal. And, even with students, this is what I do, at the end of the semester, right? Are you seeing yourself as an A student, a D student? Like, what is that vision for you? You get to create that today. You don't have to wait till the end of the semester to know what that feels like, because you can feel that in your body, because your body doesn't know the difference.
And I think what one of the things that people get wrong is they think, okay, like, I'm just going to close my eyes and think about it. Actually, the process of getting your whole body involved in this visualization is great. And we bring our clients through this. We just ask them to step into their future self and literally take a step forward into their future, into this state of understanding and belief and imagination, and actually feel what it's going to feel like as they've achieved that goal. See the world through the eyes of achieving this goal. Hear the internal dialogue come in. Hear the sounds of the people saying congratulations. And all of these modalities help you bring it alive in your body and take a deep breath as if you've already done it. And just 2-minute exercise is extremely powerful for activating your brain, because again, your brain doesn't know the difference. It's now seen what's possible because you visualized it, and then it's going to find ways to make it possible for you to happen. And you don't have to worry about the how. You just have to focus on the feelings and the emotions that are attached with that. And that is so, so powerful to do.
Yeah, listen, I remember taking a lady through this exercise, through the process that you just talked about, right? Visualizing, stepping forward, seeing and feeling. And, what this lady was imagining was owning a resort, like a small little, I'm not going to say hotel, motel, but it's like a little convention space somewhere up north. I don't know if it was in the Cortez or somewhere. Anyways, she goes, and this is my vision for where I want to be in the next 18 months. So she didn't do it in 18 months, but she got there in 20 months. And now she owns and operates exactly what she envisioned, right? And then and it's so powerful because she goes, as I stepped into the space, because she was looking for little locations to go and, set something up, she knew exactly that this was going to be the space that she wanted because she had already seen it in her mind.
Wow.
Before she even saw the space. And today she operates, I think it's a 16 or 18 room hotel with a convention space where people can go and do retreats. And she goes, it was such a powerful thing to do because she could actually see it. Because she was holding on to the vision as she was going. And the thing is, once you go through the process, it's not like you're thinking about it every single day. If you want to, you can, right? Like, that's part of where affirmations are at, like just kind of repeating and reinforcing what you want in your life. But taking that moment to visualize where you're going to be 2 years from now, and then when you end up there, it's kind of like having a vision board. It's like, how did this happen?
Yes. Right?
Vision boards are in front of you. You're again, we talked about this in the last episode, but things that kind of sit in your peripheral vision, peripheral hearing, all tend to impact how you feel. So why not put things that inspire you in your peripheral vision, even if you're not directly looking at them? It's such a powerful power. And, listen, I'd love anybody who's listening to this right now, if you want to go through a process like that with either one of us, I would love to take you through it because it is so powerful. And you start to feel different inside your body. Something happens. You start to create those new neural pathways to say, yeah. This is possible. This is the reason why we do Celebration Fridays, because anything is possible. You just got to look for it, right? Because our minds are always, our minds are always protecting us, right? So
there is a video that I posted a few weeks back on my LinkedIn profile, and it's called The Dream Gap. And it's the concept is that we have bias that come to us at a young age. This one specifically, the bias of young girls and what they believe is possible, and some of the meta messages that come to them at the age of 6, 7, and 8 years old, where we're really forming who we're going to be when we grow up. I highly recommend watching this video because it's so powerful. But That's another thing to be aware of, is that you may have limiting beliefs that you have to get past yourself. No one's going to help you get past those limiting beliefs, but you might not even aware that they're actually playing a role on you. So if you've ever had thoughts like, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm not educated, I don't have the job title, all of these thoughts are limiting beliefs that you have placed on yourself or society or someone around you has, and they're not even true. We're just telling these lies to ourselves and holding ourselves back. And we have this gap between who we are today and who we can be as our dream state, as our imagination state. So, you know, ask yourself, imagine when, and then whatever it is that your goal is, and therefore you're already in that moment. It's such a powerful, powerful exercise. And it gets people thinking how it is possible as opposed to all the things that are going to get in the way. John, if you would have known what it would take to be an Iron Man, would you have gone off? No, you wanted the feeling of being an Iron Man. Now, was it easy? I saw you in the lake, very cold lake, swimming.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, that's only an Iron Man does that, because you had to be in an Iron Man state to actually get into that lake. So that's the other thing that we're inviting, is what state do you need to be in to be that next version of yourself? You can't be the version of you to what 1.0. You got to be 2.0.
Yeah. No, listen, it's funny enough. You said, you know, jumping into the lake. I was actually thinking about maybe I should go back and go jump in the lake, and this time only swim 300 meters, because that's what my first race is. A lot less time. But, you know, it was such a great experience, because going through that exercise teaches you resilience. And it made my actual swim in the Ironman easier, because the water wasn't this cold, right? Because I didn't feel like, you know, ice picks kind of picking at my face. Apparently, you're supposed to dress a certain way when you go into the cold water. Wow. Now I've done the research. Now I know. But, the power of visualizing it and then doing it is like, wow, you know what? It actually makes the process easier. And, you know, Heather, you talked about limiting beliefs, calling it holding you back. If you're struggling with imagining it, you got to ask yourself why. Why can't I imagine this for myself, right? Why can't I, I think about having that promotion? Why can't I think about having that next title, that next role inside the organization? Why can't I think about finishing the marathon? Why can't I think about releasing the 20 pounds that I want? Like, just the power of envisioning it already tells you that it's already possible.
Yeah, and we hear this all the time. I hear people say, I wish I could be a public speaker. Okay, let's imagine you giving a speech to one person, and then let's imagine 5 people, and then let's imagine 100 people. This imagination process is really, really simple. I remember I made up a goal once. I said, I want to make 1,000 people laugh. And, it was a funny thing to say, but I didn't imagine that I was going to say anything. I didn't imagine what I was going to say. I imagined the impact that I was going to have on other people. And of course, that opportunity came up. It was 2,500 people, and I made them laugh. And I was just being authentically me. But I didn't go in planning to actually make that many people laugh. I didn't even plan to be on stage, but that's what happened. So when you put this out into the universe, what happens is the universe finds a way to make it happen for you.
Yeah, no, it 100%. We talked about this, and we're almost at time, but people will show up in your world when you let them know what it is you want to do, right?
Yes.
But it needs to start with you, right? It needs to start with you being able to see that it's even possible for yourself.
Exactly.
And if you can just, and it costs nothing. Yeah. All you gotta do is close your eyes and just kind of step forward into where you want to be, and you can get there, and then let people know, right? I kind of feel like that's the sequence of things that need to happen. Because when you let people know that this is what you're going to do, you've got the accountability, and then people will be there to support you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about that, right? It's just so powerful.
Wow. So powerful. So here's everyone's call to action. I want you to write these words on a blank piece of paper. It can be a journal. It can be a piece of paper. Imagine when, and then start to just fill in a whole bunch of things. You can do one or two things, and you can close your eyes and visualize it. You can make a whole list and then go back and circle your top 2 or 3. But imagine when, and then fill in the blanks. And this is how you create the life that you want to say yes to every single time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, thank you again for listening to this episode of the Say Yes Movement Podcast. Just remember, shift your life. Wishing you all a great one. Talk to you all soon.